A Kanban is a visual signal that indicates it is time to replenish stock and possibly reorder. For example, this is the part which I assemble and there is no part available with me. I give a Kanban signal to earlier operation that please supply one part because I have to assemble now. Please supply that part to me. And it goes on in the upstream. For instance, as the supply of bolts in a bin on the assembly line falls below a certain number. There is a certain number, let us say 200 bolts. As soon as the stock goes, stock is earlier 400 and then it is getting consumed. As soon as it becomes 200, immediately one Kanban card goes and says that now my stock has come to the reordering level. I need this 200 for next time till the new supply comes. So please now supply 200 more bolts because I need these 200 in stock for the remaining time. That is the card, that is Kanban card. So it may uncover a yellow line painted around the inside of the strongest storage bin. This yellow line indicates to the foreman that he needs to prepare a requisition for more bolts. As soon as a ordering stock level comes, replenishment level comes, immediately Kanban goes and says, please supply me next material because my stock has come to the minimum level. That requisition is given to the purchasing department, which processes the order. This prevents the supply of bolts from dropping below a critical amount. For example, I need 20 bolts for next 2 days because I need 10 bolts per day, 20 bolts. And let us say lead time is 2 days and I need 10 bolts every day and lead time is two days. Then I must order 20 bolts so that these 20 bolts which are in stock will remain, will become zero in next 2 days. Immediately I will get the next supplies of 20 or 25. So like that, this Kanban works. It allows production continues to flow smoothly without any losses, without any stock out. I have certain stock and I have a reordering level. I know the reordering quantity. As soon as the reordering level comes, I order the quantity so that till this basic stock becomes zero, I get immediately the next stock in time, just in time. Total quality management and Six Sigma, we are going to discuss Six Sigma also. We are going to discuss total quality management also in separate chapters. So they are overarching programs that help you to take detailed look at every point of the production process and identify waste. What is Six Sigma? It speaks about the process. What is total quality management? It speaks about the involvement of people. By applying JIT, you are continuously monitoring the production process. This gives you opportunities for making the production process smoother and more efficient. JIT and stakeholder relationship. Who are the stakeholders? They are not only shareholders. They are employees. They are suppliers. They are customers. They are our stakeholders. So, our relationship with stakeholder is very important. With JIT, it is necessary that you build strong ties with your supply chain. Supply chain is number of suppliers, internal as well as external suppliers. A very strong relationship with them. That as soon as I give you a call, you run for it and give me the supplies in time. Otherwise, I will have idle time. Otherwise, I will have loss of time and customer will be angry. So, everybody should be on their toes so that the moment I give the call, the moment the Kanban card comes, immediately the supplies happen. That is the basic principle of JIT. This will ensure that you have access to the supplies you need when you need them. Access to the supplies. For example, I need 200 parts at 2 o'clock. And if the supplier is absent, then what will happen? My total production will become zero. For that, I have, let us say, 20 suppliers. All the 20 suppliers should be on their toes. The moment the call comes, immediately they must give the supplies. That should be the organization in the company. With a secure source of supplies, you can continue to make improvements in your production and inventory systems. This helps you to increase your responsiveness. Responsiveness, what I call that they should be on their toes, and that is responsiveness. That should be very good to customer demand. Customer wants 200 parts on 15th August at 2 o'clock. I must give them at 1:30. And that is the important thing, which should not happen only in the finished goods stock. It should happen all along the production line, right from the first operation, right from the supplier of the raw material. The whole thing should work to the customer demand. If you need to ramp up production, you can be confident knowing your suppliers will help you. Suppose I want suddenly 400 parts instead of normal quantity of 200. Not only you are flexible, but everyone in the upstream of supply chain is flexible, and including your suppliers are also flexible, so that if customer suddenly wants 200 parts more than the normal quantity, I am able to give it. So that should be the organization. If your customers demand a newer technology, for example, customer suddenly wants a new design of parts, you can switch production quite easily because you don't have to worry about inventory. You are pulling through the line. Even if customer wants something new, okay, you immediately edit your schedules and make new schedules without worrying about writing off a large stock of obsolete supplies and finished goods. We don't have to write off the stocks because we are not having any stocks. This means that you can meet the changing customer needs more quickly, because we have been talking that customer needs change, customer needs are changing day in and day out. Suddenly customer wants that, okay, from next week onwards, I want a new design. You don't have to worry what we have produced 2000 parts, what we should do about that, should we scrap them or we should request the customer to take it. We don't have to worry about it, because we don't have any stocks. We work only on the customer demand. Custom orders are simpler with a JIT system. Specially manufactured orders, they are easily, instead of the customer's component being built 6 months in advance and waiting on a shelf, it is built when it is ordered. What earlier we were doing, customer wants something, well, we simply make it, but customer doesn't take it, so it lies on our shelf for 6 months, get rusted. Now it doesn't happen. By delivering the product just in time, you allow for last minute changes also. Customer wants sudden changes. No, I don't want that product, I want other thing. Okay, I am able to respond to the customer's changing demand very, very quickly, without worrying, without crying about it, because I am working only on the customer demand basis. Essentially, JIT allows your company to get the right products, the right customers at the right time. In many industries, this can give you a huge competitive advantage, because ultimately, as I said earlier, we are working for competitive advantage. There are many competitors, but why customer should come to me? What is my USP? That is my competitive advantage. That customer wants to come to me only in spite of there being many, many competitors. That is a competitive advantage. At the same time, that it helps you to save a large amount of money also. What is money? Money is locked up in inventories. Money is wasted because of the defects. Money is wasted because of huge inventories. Money is wasted because of the obsolescence. All that I save. Just-in-time manufacturing keeps stock holding costs to bare minimum. The release of storage space. Nowadays, space is very costly. crores of rupees are invested if I am able to save the space. It's a huge saving. Better utilization of space thereby bears favorable impact on the rent paid and on any insurance premium. Just-in-time manufacturing eliminates waste, as out of that expired products do not enter into this equation at all. There are no expired products. As under this technique, only essential stocks are obtained, less working capital is required. Here, a minimum reorder level is set, and only once that mark is reached, as I said in the Kanban, a reorder level is set. For example, our stock is 400. The moment it comes to 200, that is my reorder level. Why 200? Because that is required for next 2 days, 200, and 2 days is my lead time. So within 2 days, I am going to get the next stock, and till I consume the present minimum stock, I am going to get the next stock. Next supply is just in time, and that is what Kanban is. Here a minimum reorder level is set, and only once that mark is reached, fresh stocks are ordered, making this a boon to inventory management too. It is ordering also just in time. Due to the aforementioned low levels of stock held, the organization's return on investment, ROI, because ultimately, yes, we have to run the organization also. We can't simply expend money and, you know, invest without any ROI. There has to be ROI, then only company will run. So, we are able to improve our ROI by reducing the inventories. A just-in-time production works on a demand pull basis. All goods made would be sold. Because unless there are confirmed customer orders, we don't make anything. So, demand pull basis, and thus it incorporates changes in demand with surprising ease. Up till now, customer was asking 200 pieces of product number 1. Suddenly he says, no, I don't want product number 1, I want 400 pieces of product number 2. Okay, sir, I don't have to cry about it. Hey, what should I do now? So much inventory is locked up. Because I make only on the basis of confirmed customer orders. This makes it especially appealing today, where the market demand is volatile. Today, the market demand is there. Suddenly, tomorrow, it becomes zero. I don't have to worry about it, because I make the production only on the demand supply, demand pull basis. Just-in-time manufacturing encourages the right first time. Since our young ages, we have been talking about, do it right the first time. Don't do wrong. Do it right the first time so that you don't have to cry. So, this concept, so that inspection cost and cost of rework is also minimized. That improves the quality. That improves the cost. That improves the delivery. And what more you want? If just-in-time is giving you everything, and that is what I want, and that is the world-class manufacturing. Just in time, high quality products, greater efficiency. What is efficiency? More output than the input. I work for 8 hours and manufacture products worth 10 hours. Then that is the efficiency. Can be delivered, can be derived from following a just in time production system. Close relationships are fostered along the production chain. Very, very good relationship with suppliers. Considering their problems. Considering their economies. We are having long-term relationship with our suppliers. That is the advantage of JIT. They are working for our cause. They are devoted to our cause. We are able to foster those long-term relationships such that they are dedicated, their work is dedicated to our cause. Constant communication with the customer results in high customer satisfaction. Overproduction is eliminated. Earlier, what we were doing? For example, I was in production. I was making production as per the production target given to me. I was even making more than the production. What was the result? The production was lying in the finished goods inventory. Sometimes the wrong parts were produced. Customer did not want those parts. I was producing. Yes, there was production planning and control. Yes, but what was happening? Ultimately, finished goods stocks were increasing. And they were getting rusted. That has happened in our case. But in just in time, that just won't happen. Overproduction is eliminated when just in time manufacturing is adopted. That is overproduction and inventory. Look at this. How much overproduction is there? Level of inventory is very high. Then we reduce the inventory and then look, the overproduction and inventory hide cost of waste. Otherwise, why would we hold? So many rejections, long setups, level of inventory. Just in time reduces the order to payment timeline. In our business, very, very important is this. Order to cash. I get purchase order from customer today and I get the cash after 3 months and then my throughput becomes fulfilled. Throughput is what? I produce and I get payment in my bank account. That is the completion of the circuit, completion of the process. And that is the throughput. That is the timeline. Earlier, order, procurement, design, manufacture and delivery. Now, because of this JIT, look at this timeline. It has come down. Cash is received. Customer order is received. Cash is received. Earlier, so much time was required. Now, so much time is reduced because of just in time. In the business, unless there is very good fund flow, your business cannot continue. And fund flow will come only when order to cash time is reduced. Fund flow will improve. Then only you can invest that fund in the next production. Advantage of JIT, one of the biggest problems that many businesses is cash flow. I was just talking about cash flow. If the cash flow is poor, I have worked in a company where for procuring the raw material, we had to pay just immediately, upfront. When we were supplying to customer was paying after 80 days or 100 days. And the whole organization was in a big mess because we have to pay to the supplier upfront and customer was not bothered to supply or to pay within 100 days also. So there was a big cash crunch in the organization, I have seen. Whereas if just in time is there, if the order to cash time is reduced because of just in time, our fund flow improves. If they have to wait for customers to pay, then do not have cash to pay for their suppliers. Many companies have to spend a huge amount of their time balancing their cash flow. Then they have to get loans from the banks. Then the cost of acquiring the funds increases and the whole organization comes in a mess. Implementing JIT does not just reduce your lead times, also reduces the time that is taken from receiving an order to actually getting the cash. This is vital, very vital. I have seen the best companies in this case and I have seen the worst companies also. I know how the whole thing comes in a real mess. Disadvantages of JIT are also there. Not that everything is only advantage. Just-in-time manufacturing provides zero tolerance for mistakes, as it makes reworking very difficult in practice, as inventory is kept to a bare minimum. There is no chance for making any mistake. If you make mistake, the whole thing flops. There is high reliance on suppliers. Suppliers have to be very reliable. They have to be on their toes. Otherwise, whole thing will be a flop. Due to there is being no buffers for delays, production downtime and line idling can occur. I was talking about total productive maintenance. Zero breakdowns. Because in just in time, there is no chance of any breakdowns. Otherwise, the whole thing will be again an unsuccessful thing. The organization would not be able to meet an unexpected increase in orders due to the fact that there are no excess finished goods in stock. Transaction costs would be relatively high. Frequently, transaction would be made. Suppliers have to come again and again. So, their transportation costs will increase. Just-in-time manufacturing may have certain detrimental effects on the environment due to the frequent deliveries because trucks are coming frequently, so pollution will be increasing. So, in companies like Mahindra and Mahindra, they have started milk run type of thing. That means instead of suppliers coming to their place, they will take a vehicle and go to the suppliers and collect the materials every day morning. Milk run, that is called. Management support at all levels of the organization are required. This is what? Precautions to be taken. Yes. We want all the advantages and we don't want disadvantages. We have to make the just-in-time successful. We have to make inventory zero. We have to get all the advantages of just-in-time. Then we have to take certain precautions. What are these? Management support at all levels of the organization. Sometimes the management level is, management support is very, very poor. Here, what is must is top management support. Adequate resources should be allotted so as to obtain technologically advanced software like MRP and MRP2. We want software so that customers will get the orders and then accordingly all the suppliers will get the information that so many parts are required at what time required. That kind of software we must adopt. In Mahindra and Mahindra, they call it as SRM, Supplier Relationship Management. They will be getting the information on computer, what parts are required at what time, and accordingly they will be supplying it, and complete quality control is done by the suppliers and the quality okay parts only are supplied to the company. Building a close trusting relationship with reputed and time-tested suppliers, that is a must, because if reliable suppliers are not there, this just-in-time cannot be a success. Just-in-time manufacturing cannot be adopted overnight. It requires commitment in terms of time from involvement of all the people, not only workers, managers, everywhere involvement should be there. And adjustments to corporate culture would be required. The design flow process needs to be redesigned. Many times, re-engineering takes lot of time in designing. Marketing takes lot of time in their process. These times have to be mapped. Engineering process has to be mapped. Marketing process has to be mapped. Production planning process has to be mapped. Not only manufacturing. Packing also has to be looked into. Lot sizes need to be minimized. Workstation capacity should be balanced. For example, workstation number 1, 2, 3, 4, all the capacities should be equal so that there is no overproduction and there is no idle time. So, processes have to be balanced. Preventive maintenance should be carried out. What is preventive maintenance? That means every machine, running machine, after a pre-required time, pre-planned time, that machine has to be stopped, it has to be serviced, worn out spare parts have to be changed, whatever readjustments, scraping, etc. has to be done and machines to be assembled again. We don't wait for breakdown to happen. Regularly look after the machine. As I said, mother looks after the child. Like that, we look after the machine regularly, and that is preventive maintenance, and so as to minimize the machine breakdowns. Setup time should be reduced. We'll be discussing it in SMED. Setup times, reduction of setup times, and quality enhancement program should be adopted so that total quality control practices can be adopted so that there is no zero defects. There are no defects, zero defects are there. So like that. reduction in lead times, and frequent deliveries should be incorporated. Motion waste should be minimized. Motion waste, that means there are many unwanted motions where we waste a lot of time, should be minimized. So, the incorporation of conveyor belts might prove to be a good idea when implementing a just-in-time. For example, earlier I had to lift the parts from below, load onto the machine, take out the parts, put it down. Now I have a conveyor system. So that parts come, get loaded, delivered. That saves my effort in production. Just-in-time manufacturing is a philosophy that has been successfully implemented in many manufacturing organizations. It is an optimal system that reduces inventory whilst being increasing responsiveness to the customer needs. However, these disadvantages can be overcome with a little forethought. This is the summary of all the JIT. What is JIT? We have discussed. What does it do? What are the main mantras? Elimination of waste and all that we have discussed. Thank you.